AP News, I'm Mike Kempen. President Biden and the First Lady have just arrived at Arlington National Cemetery, where they will participate in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president will then deliver the Memorial Day address. The director and co-founder of the Military Family Research Institute at Purdue University, Shelley McDermott, says this is a good day to reach out to military families.
Memorial Day is an especially good day to think about all of those people you know who may be touched by the life of a veteran and who might appreciate your support, not just today, but every day.
An American soldier awarded the Medal of Honor after he went missing in battle in the Korean War is being buried today near his hometown in Georgia.
Army Private First Class Luther Herschel Story was awarded the Medal of Honor after on September 1st, 1950, the wounded 18-year-old stayed behind to cover his fellow soldiers when they made a desperate retreat as North Korean troops closed in around them. Story's resting place long remained a mystery until the U.S. military revealed in April that lab tests of bones of an unidentified American soldier recovered from Korea in October 1950 matched DNA from Story's closest living relative, a niece, and his niece's late mother. Today, he's being buried with military honors at the Andersonville National Cemetery. Story's niece, Judy Wade, says, "I don't have to worry about him anymore." I'm Donna Warder.
One person was found overnight at the site of a collapsed apartment building in Iowa. Davenport Fire Chief Michael Carlston says 8 people have been rescued.
We are currently finishing the rescue phase of our operation, and soon it will become a recovery operation.
No deaths have been reported. This is AP News. North Korea has notified neighboring Japan that it plans to launch a satellite in the coming days.
Japan's defense minister Yasukazu Amada says he's ordered the Self-Defense Force to shoot down the satellite if it enters Japanese territory. Japan's Coast Guard says it received a notice from North Korean authorities that the launch window was from May 31 until June 11, and that the launch may affect waters in the Yellow Sea, East China Sea, and east of the Philippines' Luzon Island. The Coast Guard has issued a safety warning for ships in the area due to the risk of falling debris. North Korea's satellite launch plan comes amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Investigators say 3 men killed in a weekend shootout at a New Mexico motorcycle rally were members of rival outlaw biker gangs, and the violence stemmed from a previous altercation between them in Albuquerque. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.